Well, welcome. A few audio problems to begin with, but we're all settled in. Welcome to Earth Changes TV Radio Hour. This is Mitch Batras. I am your host. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to those across the pond and around the world. Buckle your seatbelt, because it's a bumpy ride. Lots of news to cover, so why don't we get right into it? All right, there we go. I finally got the thumbs up from my sound man, and that's always a good sign. So we're looking good, and welcome. It looks like we have a large audience tonight. As I thought we might, my guest is Ian Lundgold. We're going to jump right into that. Of course, we're going to talk about Mayan prophecy, Mayan calendar, predictions, and just general intuition. And it's really, folks, quite exciting out there because things are coming into fruition, what we've been talking about for years and years. Thank goodness it's coming on in a more gentle speed, if you will, as it unfolds. However, I have a feeling it's going to pick up rather quickly. Well, let me start with this article. I can't help it. It has to do with the financial economic collapse, if you will. I have two articles here. One is titled, "Has the Financial Collapse Begun? Indian Markets Crash on Turmoil." Another title is "Asian Markets Near Crash," and that is a Reuters report. Bombay, India. Indian stocks plunged as much as 17.5% on Monday in their biggest one-day fall ever. The rupee and bonds both fell, having been boosted over the past years by record levels of foreign investment pouring into Asia. The stock market crash wiped out as much as $40 billion in investor wealth. The market turmoil forced the Reserve Bank of India to make an emergency statement, reassuring investors it would intervene if necessary. Well, folks, if it happens there, could it happen in Japan next? Could it happen in Europe and then happen here? Now, my hunch, as Ian has said so often, that even though it seems to be manifesting in Asia and then perhaps Europe, I'm suggesting, as Ian has said, that really it began here. And yes, this is May, and yes, this is what Carlos Barrios said would happen and when. And here we are. As you know, Ian Lundgold has been mentioning this many times, and I think he might, I have a feeling he's going to want to share some of his own personal story and how it's affected him personally, and perhaps his experience of such will help the rest of us cope as this thing unfolds. All right, very quickly, because I want to get him on, I'm anxious as you are, sunspot count jumped to triple digits. Day before yesterday, sunspot count jumped to 148. Yesterday, 147. Today, still over 100. Six huge sunspot regions. One sunspot region, 609, the size of 8 to 12 Earths, has a good chance of lashing out with M-class flares followed by CMEs. I mentioned yesterday, over 24 hours ago, watch out for freak weather. Folks, we're already seeing it here in the States and abroad. Tsunamis have come about in the Asia, in the Southern Hemispheres and Asia. And right now we see a huge thunderstorm rolling in from the northwest. Tornadoes are predicted, forecasted. Warnings have been put out. But are you really surprised anymore? Gee, could it be the sun? Increased solar brightness and solar brightness and warming of Earth since 1979. Historical records of solar activity indicate that solar radiation has been increasing since the late 19th century, says Dr. Wilson. If a trend compared the one found in the study persisted during the 20th century, it would have provided a significant component of the global warming that the IPCC report claims has occurred. And it's a very long article, but well worth reading, folks. It's on the website. In one sentence, basically it says, it's the sun. But are you really surprised? The Venus transit coming up. Boy, is that really catching fire. Venus will transit across sun in a 122-year cycle. And it is a six-hour event. And it occurs on June 8th. I have a feeling Ian might have something to say about that as well. Well, who is Ian Lungold? Of course, most of you know him. He is the creator of the Mayan Conversion Codex. Ian is a leading researcher of the Maya and their calendar systems. He is also a contributing author, artist, and speaker. More on the predicted U.S. economy collapse has begun. And we're going to discuss some of that tonight. Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am. And hello, everyone.
Everyone says hello back. Ian, I think I'm going to have you pick it up, if you would, with just the monologue alone, and then, of course, we'll go wherever you like.
Okay. Well, here we are in the third night, approaching the midnight of the third night. And I think everybody out there pretty much can recognize now that there definitely is an acceleration factor, not only in the rapidity of events, but the seriousness of events that are happening all across the globe. And we can fully expect this acceleration to increase. What we also want to talk about tonight.
Ian, let me get you to speak right into that phone. There's just been a slight drop. Go ahead.
Okay. The other thing we want to talk about tonight is all of the miracles that are happening not on the news, but for each of us, to each of us, through each of us. There are miracles abounding, and the more that we recognize those and validate those and participate and then expect those, the more and more those miracles will be a part of our everyday life. And that's part of this evolution. Not just all the shocking stuff that you see or hear on the news or the threats of the environment whacking out, which it certainly will, but besides those threats, there is also a whole other side to this acceleration of creation and this opening of possibility. So I want to talk about that tonight.
Wow, Ian, I can tell just in the tone of your voice, you appear somewhat solemn, almost in a meditative state. What has happened that got you to this place today?
Well, that's a very long story, but over the last 20 months, Madeline and I have been engaged in a match, like a chess match, in court against banks for what we have discovered within the banking system is systematic fraud, and we brought that forth, and we ultimately won in court. And with a default judgment.
And let me get you to speak right into that phone again.
There we go. We recently won in court with a default judgment. And from that, I mean, during that period of time, we and most of the public out there understands, you don't want to go to court because it's just not fair. You know that. It's just not fair. And so we went in. with the law. We won, to their chagrin. I mean, that they were surprised that we, without being lawyers, could do this. And they struck back in the way that they can, and they had us move from our home. And so we're in the process of going back to the courts to recover that, and that's currently what's going on with me and Madeline. But what's more important than our personal circumstances is our viewpoint of these circumstances.
Yes.
Taking responsibility for the fact that we were the ones who picked this fight. And there are going to be ups and downs in any battle. And so, taking responsibility for that, and then getting on with enjoying the change. Rather than being comfortable at the breakfast table and huddled around the fire, we were suddenly put into a different kind of environment.
Ian, is it fair to describe it as the proverbial fork in the road? You could either go yelling, crying, screaming, fall into a deep depression, or embrace the unfolding.
That's really it, Mitch. You hit it right on the head. I mean, we could have gone either way. Fortunately, we have enough understanding of the law to know where we're standing. Most people who are ejected from their home have no bearing.
Right.
They don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't know there is anything to do.
Right.
And so we're in a different situation than those folks because of the path that we took. So that's all to our benefit. The most important part of that is that knowledge is power.
Yes.
For everybody out there listening.
Yes.
What you know is your own personal power. And that's not just physical knowledge or book knowledge, that's also your intuition. Now, it was funny, I guess I'll just tell the story, a little bit of it. When the sheriff showed up with this bogus writ of restitution to move us out, they had the guns, so we had to go.
Right.
We didn't have any place to go. We have a 140-pound dog, and the two of us, and a lot of miscellaneous stuff. So we ended up going down and camping for a while. And it was something that when we were sitting there and the sheriffs were declaring that this is for real and we have to go, I went, aha. I mean, this knowing came over me. Aha. We're supposed to go to ground.
Wow.
We're supposed to go embrace or be embraced in the bosom of Mother Earth. That's what's supposed to happen here.
Ian, can I ask you how long it took from shock, if you will? Certainly there must have been at least an initial somewhat of a traumatic shock of sorts. What was the time between shock and acceptance? And I think that's so important. I'll explain.
And a half. Fantastic. What we, you know, in the flurry of activity of just handling the situation, there wasn't a lot of time to be upset.
Yes.
And of course, after, when we were all done and we had made temporary arrangements, by that time we had accepted what had occurred and are looking forward to the fight to get the house back because we know exactly what to do.
Yes.
And woe be on to them lawyers, which is, you know, not, I don't mean vindictive, but there has to be a stand.
Yes.
And you might as well win if you're going to stand up.
Yes.
And so that's what we're about.
Wow. Folks, how humble can you get? Ian, I hope that, let's see, how can I put it? I would like to have the humility that you have as events unfold in my life, and folks, you know what I'm talking about. It's going to happen to each and every one of us in different areas of life. If it's not some type of foreclosure or financial distress, which is certainly in the air, it could be any kind of thing, even the loss or death of a loved one. And earlier, Ian, when I mentioned the time it took from the shock and traumatic shock and denial to the time of acceptance, Ian said just a few minutes ago that he has been working on himself and he has a wonderful working knowledge of what's unfolding. And I think that's the only difference between Ian, perhaps myself, and many of us that are studying what's going on and staying awake, and those who are not. It's not that the events aren't going to happen, and it's not that we're not going to be prone to shock and trauma ourselves. The difference is the time it takes to stabilize. I think that is extremely important. Ian, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and from that other stable point, you know, when you do get stabilized,
yes,
you do have a different viewpoint. And you can look at things differently. Just this afternoon, we went and picked up a piece of our car that was still left in the garage at the old house. And the viewpoint that we had about the house is very interesting. It's
you weren't attached.
Still admiration,
yes,
for that, but yes, not attached. And that's very important. That stage is very important for each person out there listening, because all of us are attached to this or that. Our job, our car, our girlfriend or wife or not. All of us are attached to things, and that's perfectly fine until you are caught by,
yes,
those things.
Yes.
And then it's not so much fun. And we have just had a real life experience.
Oh, yes.
with a rapid change, and really enjoying the fact that we were able to ride this change. I mean, celebrating the fact that we weren't upset.
Yes, 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 I understand.
We went and down camped in a beautiful place in Sedona, Arizona,
yes,
right on the stream. I caught over 20 trout.
Good for you.
For breakfast.
You didn't pound your chest, did you?
No, but I did lay out in the sun.
Okay.
You know, we of course, some days we were scrambling just to get all of our stuff.
Yes.
Put away and whatnot. But I've been building muscles.
Yes.
Things that, you know, my body that I haven't used for a while, because I'm a sculptor and I'm a computer guy, you know, reading and writing.
Yes.
So now I'm chopping wood and hauling camping gear.
Yes, yes.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
You
know, Ian, we as humans, we do put quite a bit of energy into keeping things status quo. I think we put an enormous amount of energy in trying to make things predictable. And that could be a fault. What do you think?
If you're trying to predict things in too small of an area or pattern,
yes,
you're going to have problems. If you can look at the bigger picture, then you can kind of predict things. That's what the Mayan calendar is doing.
Yes.
That's why... What we're looking at here is during the third night, systems that have been recognized to have faults, you know, quirks. When you learn something new, when you learn a new technology that overcomes a older technology, it's fairly obvious what's wrong with that older technology.
Yes.
It doesn't have this or that. Or it's got this big problem. Well, the same sort of thing happens at each one of these levels of consciousness. So, right now, during the third night, is when systems that are recognized to be flawed are jettisoned. They are thrown away by consciousness. And the entire world economy is based on debt, not production.
Yes.
The whole entire economy of the world is based on debt. No wonder most of you listening out there are in debt. Even if you supposedly had money in the bank, each one of those greenbacks is a debt note. That says how much you will pay if and when there is ever any real money.
Yes.
Real money being gold or silver, most commonly. No currencies in the world, well, actually there's two little islands off the coast of England that have gold-based economies. No other place has that. Now, we have an electron-based medium of exchange going on, which means that this electron, they aren't even real.
Right.
They're only a mental concept.
It's like the futuristic movies where money's not exchanged. You get this kind of plastic card, kind of, a futuristic credit card, if you will, and it simply credits.
Yes. Well, that's already what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just not as slick.
Right.
It's more cumbersome and far more for the people who are using this system to milk all of us. That's why it's going down. The system was designed to fail.
Designed to fail.
Who makes all the money during a depression?
Well, is that the idea of the rich get richer and the poor get poorer?
Exactly.
Yes.
All of the wealth is consolidated during a collapse. And so the whole thing is designed, I mean, look at it. Every night during the planetary cycle, there was an economic collapse. Every 20 years, an economic collapse in the world. And now, we're going through, in the first night of this galactic cycle, we had the tech bubble burst.
Yes.
During the second night, we had the corporate scandals.
Yes.
During this night, we're having the Asian market fall out the bottom.
Oh, yes.
Drain so much capital and generate so much fear amongst internet investors.
Yes.
That we've got a real serious problem.
Yes, we do.
We've got the thing that Madeline and I have been going through is just a micro and a preview of what is going to be happening for millions of people.
Yes.
You see, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are not government insured. They are only government sponsored.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many of you knew that out there, folks? I should have known that, but I didn't.
And when interest rates go up to 2.2 on the prime rate, then Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae are insolvent. Because of the amounts of refis they've done at those low interest rates.
When it goes up to 2.2, what is it now?
I'm not quite sure because, frankly, I haven't been on the internet for the last.
Well, 2.2 sounds awfully low. How much lower can you get?
Well, it's been below 1.5%.
Wow.
But Greenspan, as you reported earlier, was going to raise the rates. So it is impending doom for our economic system.
Yes.
And anybody who isn't paying attention to all of these signs and doesn't avail themselves of the facts for whatever reason probably deserve their fate.
Wow. Now, I know you saw this coming, Ian. You've said it on the show so many times. And thank goodness, I must say this, thank goodness it's unfolding in a more gentle way than I thought it could have. at least for those of us who are awake. In other words, now I see it coming tangibly. Whereas I'm not so sure if very many people are even noticing what's happening in the Asian market. What's your read on this, Ian, as far as people waking up?
I think that people have a wonderful opportunity coming to wake up en masse, and that is the Venus transit.
Oh, yes. What is that all about?
Well, first of all, Venus. What is Venus all about?
The love planet?
Yes. Beauty, grace, allure, feminine aspect, artistic, every single one of the highest aspirations of humankind, you could boil it down to Christ consciousness.
Yes.
Is Venus. In fact, in the Mayan legends, Quetzalcoatl, when he left this dimension, this planet, he became the star Venus.
Oh.
And his energy, Quetzalcoatl's energy, is what shines to Earth as the Venus energy. So, Quetzalcoatl is also destined to return, similar to his other, his counterpart, Jesus Christ. Their consciousness is due to return. Every 122 years or so, Venus transits the sun. Then it has another transit 8 years later. And then it doesn't happen again for another 122 years.
Yes.
There are many, many fascinating facts about Venus and our relative orbits and spin. It's marvelous.
Ian, I know that often you are able to recall events a century ago. Are there any points that typical people like myself, maybe many of our audience, is there anything that was noticeable 122 years ago?
Actually, over the last few 122 years, there has been one thing that has stood out about every single Venus transit. That is our ability to communicate and cooperate between each other as human beings has been, it went leaped forward during every one of these. For instance, one of the Venus transits was when Magellan was setting out the plans to take his round-the-world voyage. So he did it between the first and the second transit of Venus.
What time period is that?
That was in the 1500s, 1532, I believe it was.
15, okay.
I don't have my notes right in front of me.
All right, well, the 16th century.
Another one that was not very long ago was the last Venus transit was the laying of the transatlantic cable so that Europe and America could communicate instantly. What that did is it opened up global communication.
Oh, yes.
Because between Europe and China, they already had electric telegraph.
Yes.
So during the Venus transit, they finished the cable. That sort of thing has happened again and again and again and again. And that means, if we look at all those historical events running up, and all this detail, by the way, is at our webpage, under the articles, that is.
Okay.
Mayan Magix, MayanMagix.com.
Yes.
And under the article section, in the Mayan section, you'll find articles about Venus and the past transits.
Hold it right there, Ian. I'm sorry, we're doing station identifications now. It'll be just a 30-second break. I'll be right back with Ian Lundgold. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. Thank you. welcome back. You're listening to Earth Changes TV Radio Hour. My name is Mitch Batras, and I'm your host. You're listening to a live broadcast this May 18th. You're listening to my guest and myself, Ian Lundgold. Ian Lundgold is one of the best teachers, that's how I would describe him, a teacher of Mayan, not just the Mayan calendar, but Mayan philosophy, if you will, which has a grand perspective on life, on the unfolding of life, the transition. And I don't know about you, but for me, it helps keeps things in perspective, especially when my normal paradigm starts to rock and roll, when it starts to get rattled. It's really good to have a foundation. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Hello there.
And welcome. It looks like we have many new guests who've just tuned in. Well, good. Thank you. I'm just now noticing some of the statistics. Thank you for just tuning in. I see that some of you have just come aboard at the bottom of the hour. And this interview will be on our audio archive after tonight's interview. And Ian, a gift to you, I'm going to be passing this one directly along to your webmaster to post on your site.
Oh, thank you.
And it will be free to all who wish to access it.
Yes. I mean, you and me, Mitch, I mean, we're doing this as free as we possibly can.
Yes.
I'm doing it so free, I'm...
You're living in the woods!
I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not suffering.
Right.
What we are interested in being able to do is to be able to be in closer communication so that we can be of more assistance.
Yes.
That takes a little bit. You know, it takes a base somewhere. So we're working on establishing that. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be leaving fairly soon on a trip into Canada, up into the Yukon.
Will you be stopping this way? Perhaps you could give a lecture to the folks in the Northwest.
I would love to do that. That's why, I would love, if anybody out there knows of a group or a couple of groups of people who would like to see or meet Madeline and I and get caught up and on recent developments and ask the questions that you've been wanting to, we are wide open to that. And
folks, listen to this. Yeah, look, I know there's some coordinators out there, some of the most brightest and brilliant and enthusiastic people listening to this show. Folks, come on, one of you who live up here in the Northwest, put your coordinator hat on and make it happen. You can get a hold of Ian through his website. His email address is on the site, and I didn't know if you wanted to reveal any other information. Probably the site would be the best, Ian.
Yeah, that's the best way. That's Ian, that's I-A-N, at MayanMagics.com.
You better spell Mayan Magics again.
MayanMagix.com.
Very good.
And with you coordinators out there, make it fair. I mean, you know, we want to charge or have people donate, but we want it to be a fair donation. And
Ian, were you able to grab your multimedia system, visual aids? Did you grab your slide projector? Will you be able to have some slides from your travels?
No, I wasn't able to get that.
Damn!
But I did bring my easel. That's my best tool anyway. You know, I could use a stick in the dirt and do this talk.
Okay. I love this.
So do I. Now, I want you all out there to realize that this is none of this. Remember the Hopi said that there's a river running very fast. It's so swift that there will be many who are afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. And because of that, they're going to feel like they're being torn apart.
Yes, that is so true.
You know, it's not... this is not the time. And Ruiz with the Toltec, the wisdom, don't take anything personally. Leave all yourself.
If I can, and please pull me back to the direction in your message for tonight, but I can't help but think, here we are in May, and it was March, I think. I think it was the end of March, so it was a year and a month ago or so. It may have been the 1st of April. I had you on the show, Ian. I was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The war had just broke out. I could see through Bubba Bush and what he was doing immediately. I was livid. You brought me back to reality, helped me calm down and get the larger perspective and not be prone to hate. And one of the things that you told me then, which I did believe you then, but it means so much more seeing it happen, was that you said this was the year of integrity and watch what happens to the Bush regime, that the House of Cards will implode. Now, at the time, no one would have believed it. He was bulletproof. And now look what's happened.
He wasn't consciousness proof, was he? Ha 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 ha!
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. As we go, this is going to get actually funny. You know? Have you ever watched a stupid program and you end up laughing anyway?
Even though you know what's going to happen and the guy acts so surprised when it does.
Yeah, it's like camp, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's silly that you're even sitting there watching it. That's what events are going to start looking like to us, if they haven't already. I mean, this whole thing about the torture, right?
Yes.
I don't know how many of you out there have signed up for the Third Night News, but at our webpage, you can go on, and we have I do a monthly newsletter. And one of the newsletters I put out, one of the Third Night News, was talking about the seduction.
Yes.
The seduction of your time and attention by the media in behest of the powerful, who they already got your kids. They got your car. You never owned that. The state has it. You know, the house, the bank has it. You're basically, everybody out there is already kind of bought and sold. But now, they want your time and attention.
Yes.
And what they're doing is they're ratcheting up the disclosures of horrible ideas to fascinate people and get them more and more and more incensed, because the more angry you are, the more out of control you are emotionally.
Yes.
The easier it is to control.
Yes.
The population.
Yes, yes, it's true.
They can be herded and steered like steers.
Well, you know, I hate to mention it because it's been overused, but I can't help it, folks. A perfect example is Germany and Hitler. That's exactly what happened and exactly what he did.
And it's following the same formula. I mean, I've heard this Western song before.
Yeah.
A lot of times. I think that many of us out there are already having that kind of feeling. But let's go back to the Venus passage.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Now, I'm going to give a little background, just really quick.
Yes.
This Mayan calendar we're talking about has days and nights. And every day has a high noon, and every night has a midnight. And there's a certain pattern that it follows through. Well, the days, the high noon, is a bright understanding that occurs. But during the nights, during the midnight, there is some kind of occurrence. I mean, consciousness comes to a turning point. It doesn't go down anymore. It hits bottom.
Yes.
And then bounces up toward the next day, the next dawn, the next idea. So, June 6th of 2004 is the midnight of this third night. Now, remember we were talking earlier about during the third night, old systems are jettisoned.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Things no longer work.
Right. They get pitched.
Yes.
And so here we go. We have every Venus transit, there is a jump in our ability to communicate to one another.
Yes.
We have the telegraph, then the telephone, then the radio, then the television, now the internet, and then cell phones, which are getting smaller and smaller and smarter and smarter.
Yes.
So what is going to be a quantum jump from cell phones?
Telepathy?
Well, I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
well, that is what the minds often speak of, saying that our intuition will increase exponentially from this point forward. Is that correct?
That's correct. As more and more happens in less and less time, more is possible to occur, including miracles like telepathy.
Wow.
It's already happening, isn't it, folks? You kind of got the idea who's on the end of the phone without even using your caller ID. The caller ID was sort of a intermediary step.
Yeah.
Of knowing who is on the other end.
Fascinating.
You get this? I mean, this consciousness is steadily walking, and the way we can see where it's going is the technology. So, we've got this increase in ability and ease in communication. Now, talk about getting rid of an old, unworkable system. Hey, you guys, I mean, you love paying your phone bill?
Skyrocketing. What about gas?
Oh. You mean the gasoline?
Oh, yes. $3 a gallon.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, that... What's going on there is that is only more pressure applied to the public. It's not an economic necessity. It's something which is applied as pressure. Sort of like pliers on your molars.
Oh, God. Jeez.
That's the whole idea. Remember, we're in this third night. We're at civil war.
Ian, didn't you mention that part of the third night is when the powers to be, so to speak, the so-called controllers, they are grasping with every fingernail they possibly can as they start to lose their grip, if you will, and desperate acts are occurring?
I think I called them a suffocating animal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, not just starving and not just dying of thirst, but now suffocating. And there's still lots of kick in this beast.
Yes.
That kind of thing is what's going on right now.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the passing of these old systems, we shouldn't imagine them to be all that easy.
Right.
But we can make it easy on ourselves by understanding the whole process.
That does help, folks. I, like I said earlier, I don't think it's going to eliminate the shock and trauma that may occur. I mean, we just can be stunned. However, I think the time period from the event to acceptance, if you will, can be shortened dramatically. Ian, is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely, and especially with what happens on June 8th. Remember, the midnight of the third night is June 6th. We hit bottom and we bounce, whatever that bottom looks like, whatever that event is. There's some event that turns world consciousness then, and it starts going in the other direction. 2 days later, 48 hours later, we have the Venus transit, which is when, if people are open to it, they should be receiving some sort of energy or download having to do with a remembered sensory perception, that is, each other. And this isn't something that's going to just come on like a searchlight in people's, you know, lives, I don't think. I think it would probably come on as a little blinking light somewhere.
Yes.
It just keeps blinking.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And the more you pay attention to it, the steadier that light becomes. to where you can then finally find the switch and turn it on and off for yourself.
Yes.
And
Ian, here's an interesting measuring instrument, or at least to me, and maybe it doesn't apply, but I'm going to throw it out anyway, because, folks, this comes because of the field that I'm in. Ian, do you believe in the next several months that there will be an increase in antidepressants, in mood repressants, if you will, whether it be anxiety, depression, or manic episodes? Or will there be an increase, or do you think there'll be a decrease?
I think there will be a dramatic increase, but very short.
Interesting.
It would be, what's going to happen here is that secrets, as you are already finding out, as we're finding out, secrets are going extinct. It's too easy for anybody to find out everything. And
yes.
So secrets are going extinct. That is about you personally, each of you out there personally, or about what's going on behind the scenes, inside the government, down in the deep, dark chambers. I mean, there's everything is coming out.
Yes.
So secrets are going extinct. Now imagine that all of a sudden the perception of telepathy turns on for the vast majority of humanity. Not everybody's going to be happy about it. I mean, there's going to be some problems here.
Yes.
Because a lot of people have secrets from one another that they just wouldn't want other people to know about.
Yes.
And they will be upset. And I would imagine that during that period of time, people who are prone to using antidepressants or whatever they can do to get away from...
Or addictions, for that matter, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll be quite a jump.
Okay.
But only for a short period of time here. An adjustment period.
Yes. Yes.
So, that's...
What, I'm just fascinated with this Venus transit. I always like to know if there's any tangible thing that one might see or feel, say, a couple of weeks before, during, and after this event.
Well, the thing you're seeing is Venus getting brighter and brighter, announcing herself every evening. I would advise people just go out and stand for 10, 15 minutes and just stare at that planet.
Yes.
And, or read a book, a kid's book about Venus.
Yes.
Read some of the legends about Venus. Then go look at the planet. And the beauty and the feeling that comes off of her. Now remember, when you're doing that, what you're looking at is a reflection of her energy. That is, the sun is shining on her and the little spot of her energy is coming back. And whatever it is that you're experiencing there is that reflection of that little spot.
Yes.
During the transit, on the other hand, Venus for 6 hours passes between us and the sun. Now, the sun is getting ready for a party.
Oh, boy.
He is amping up the solar flares.
Oh, yes.
And as she comes by, there's going to be all guns blazing.
Well, I am going to mark that down, folks. I will track this very closely. And what Ian has just suggested is that we should see a sharp increase in sunspot and M and X class flares, and my gosh, I hope that's true.
This time, listen to this.
Yes.
This time, all of that energy that's coming onto Earth.
Yes.
Will have in it Venus energy.
Oh boy.
Because everything that Venus has got or stands for, the whole of her body of atmospheric, planetary existence, all of it will be blasted straight at Earth by the sun for 6 hours.
Oh, wow. What a thought.
So let's have a CME of love.
Wow.
And divinity.
Wow.
Let's have that.
Let's do. I don't know if we could handle it, Ian. I think we'd be overwhelmed.
What, we can only handle bad stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm really kind of saying it tongue-in-cheek, or am I? I'm not sure, but... I know this. I know when people get conditioned to a certain way, and even when something very good can happen, it can feel weird to them.
It will.
But I'm going to accept it. Let's try it, folks. Let's try and accept love for a change. You think we can handle that?
Yeah, we can accept that our president is an A-body.
Yeah.
We can accept that.
Yeah.
We can accept that we better kill, like, two-thirds of the world's population, just so we're safe.
Right.
We can get by with that.
Right.
But we cannot understand or tolerate the fact that we could love one another.
Wow. Wow. I'm speechless.
Well, an ethical consciousness, you see. We're headed for an ethical consciousness that is built by personal integrity.
Yes.
And with the ability to be a telepath, first of all, the people who will be most able will be the people who are ethical.
Yes.
They aren't blocked by their own secrets.
Right.
They have integrity, or they're willing to share.
Yeah.
But that's the point. There will be many, many people who will not be willing to share.
Right.
Now, it's unethical to reach into that person. But it's sort of like if you got a neighbor with a yard, you don't run over there and jump around at night, do you?
Yes.
Okay, that's all fine, good, and dandy. That's integrity.
Right.
You have your yard, he has his. Now, if that mother goes and builds an 8-foot brick wall between your yard and his yard, you definitely notice it, don't you?
Right.
Well, that's going to be the situation for people who don't want to participate in that consciousness which opens or welcomes telepathy. Those people will stand out like sore thumbs.
Wow. Wouldn't that be nice for a change?
Well, it will and it won't. Because remember that this whole cycle of the galactic consciousness is to divide, to separate.
Oh, yes.
To cleave one group into another, or an individual from even relationship. I mean, it's cleaving and cleaving and cleaving. Discernment, discernment, discernment.
Yes.
And that's going to be all part of this.
Yes.
This is really an acceleration, guys. And it's not just in one little level or area. It's in everything.
Yes. Is there anything that you... Well, actually, we're almost there. Jeez, I just realized what we're more than halfway through May. June is just around the corner. That is the focus. Really, there's no... Well, I have heard this, Ian. I might as well ask you. There are some who are suggesting that after this, hopefully, good experience through June, that perhaps maybe this is part of the division, if you will, or the purging, that some may have an extremely challenging time in August, and then again in, I think it's November, December. Any comments on that?
Well, I'd go along with some people, having a horrible time. And I would also go along, and mostly go along, with people being able to rise to the occasion to be more than who they ever dreamt themselves to be.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
I see that more.
Yes.
I see people coming forward to help us right now with more than they thought they could give.
You mean you personally?
Me personally.
Oh, yes, yes.
It has been one miracle after another after another.
Yes.
And I don't see any reason other than one. I could see one reason for all of this miracle to stop, and that is if I was to not be in integrity.
Yes.
That would undo it, and that's such a great reason.
Yes, of course.
So, it's...
Ian, by the way, I want you to know I'm going to have Carl Coleman on June 3rd.
Oh, wow.
So, because I wanted to get him on before the big day, June 8th, and now that you've mentioned it, June 6th. I know he's putting together that huge gathering on the scale of the harmonic concordance type thing.
Oh, yes.
I suspect it's going to be larger, maybe even maybe even twice as large.
I would imagine so, because this is going to be very mainstream as well.
Yes, I have been.
A lot of you listening out there right now are mainstream guys.
Don't insult me like that. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And thank all of us for gathering here like this.
Yes.
To discuss these important issues and to grow together.
Absolutely. Ian, we're down to our last couple of minutes. You know, I always like to give it to you and to leave us with whatever message that is on your heart at the moment. And then I'm going to give your website out once more. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, we've got this fourth day that's coming up. And it's time for us to get ready for our dreams to be manifest. Now, you've probably noticed already that there has been a general gathering of like-minded people around you. Out of nowhere, you're meeting people that just match up with what you have in mind. And the third night, as well as being a time of discarding unworkable systems, is also a time for birds of a feather or points of view that agree to come together to plan for application. Then during the fourth day, this plan comes to manifest with new awareness. And that new awareness is then applied to planning during the fourth night, and on we go. But this particular fourth night is when ethics overcomes the consciousness of power and opens up the true possibility of a level playing field. During the fourth day, during the third night, things are going to get pretty well flattened. But during the fourth night, they will be established as a level playing field.
The fourth night or fourth day?
The fourth day.
Okay.
The fourth day, excuse me.
Yes.
They'll be established as a level playing field. Now, primarily amongst that would be things like free energy. Because really, that's the only discrepancy between rich and poor.
Wow.
How much energy they have at their disposal.
Yeah.
So, making it all level, that's something that will come manifested during the fourth day.
Is that before 2012 or after?
That's way before.
Way before.
Because that's December 4th.
Oh, wow.
That 360 days from December 4th of 2004.
Wow.
To November 28th of 2005.
Well, Ian, we're going to have to leave it right there. And what a wonderful place to leave it at. It with such beautiful hopes. You can reach Ian Lungo, folks, once again. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do, Ian? If as soon as someone from the Northwest contacts you, count me in. I am going to join Ian if he comes out up here to the Northwest. I'm not going to do much of a lecture. I'm just going to be there for him. Maybe I'll spend an hour there, say hello to a lot of people. But I'd sure like to see this happen. So those coordinators out there, let's get it rolling. You can reach Ian through his website at www.mayanmagix.com. That's MayanMagix.com. Ian, best wishes to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you everyone out there.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you have it, Ian Lungold. Thursday, day after tomorrow, Jim Berkland, folks. We had another three-point earthquake at Yellowstone Park just a couple of days ago with a aftershock of a 1.8. We're going to have Jim Berkland to talk about that. We're also going to discuss the two mainstream scientific bodies who have now come forward, one from Southern Cal, the other in Indonesia, predicting earthquakes. That's right. Mainstream predicting earthquakes. May 25th, Philip Hoge, author of No Such Thing as Doomsday. We're going to get a refresher course on survival. Also, the psychology of sudden events. May 27th, John Hoge, Nostradamus, but John has a lot to say about this June 8th thing again, the Venus transit. He wants to come on and talk about that. And of course, politics. For some reason, John Hoge, he's one of the, well, actually the best known, probably the best known international author and researcher on Nostradamus. And we're going to talk about politics as well. June 1st, Brad Steiger is going to be on the show. Brad and his wife, Sherry, are going to be on June 1st. That's Tuesday. You don't want to miss that. And then, of course, the big show, Carl Coleman from Sweden, who is coordinating this June 8th event. He begun a long time ago, and it will be certainly a huge international event. He is the person to have on June 8th, Greg Little of Edgar Cayce Foundation. Of the Edgar Cayce Foundation, he will have just returned from his travels, part of which is Guatemala, the capital of Mayan country, Greg Little. And a future date's Colin Andrews, a lot to say about crop circles, and the list goes on. This is Mitch Patrick. I'm out of time. For Changes TV Radio Hours, see you Thursday.